This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business. The weather moved quickly. Thunderstorms scattered between balmy blue skies, not unheard of in Hudson Valley summers, and in any case, it afforded an air of drama, a backdrop for a small group of industry specialists to explore cideries in the Hudson Valley. Cue Jennifer Lim and Ben Sandler's excitement over cider, a sentiment well reflected in their beverage menu at Queen's Kickshaw Restaurant.
So what do you two love about cider?
Or not love?
Oh, no, nothing to not love. I think what I love is the journey that it takes, that it has taken me on. I remember being here for the first Cider Week in 2011 and how lovely it is to be back where it all started and how eye-opening that was to be tasting American ciders right next to French ciders. And so I think for me that was the moment where it was like, whoa, you know, you take a beverage that I didn't really know about and you kind of taste the variety in the flavors and the textures and the methods and the stories behind them. So for me, that's what's the most exciting about it, is that you could probably find a cider for just about everybody.
Depth in cider, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's all those phenols, it's all those esters that come out in a complex way. And hopefully it's something that's surprising. But I mean, in recollection, I feel like the notes that I'm looking for that I have found are cheesy or mushroomy or earthy or farmhousey or barnyardy or like, you know, unexpected things that aren't necessarily bad either. But, you know, you could sort of associate it with industrial things or, you know,
Taffy and rubber and like armpit smell, like, yeah. But like not in a bad way.
Or like your own, or from a distance, you know.
The Cider Tour was held in anticipation of Cider Week, which will run October 24th through November 2nd in New York City. All week, restaurants, bars, pubs, and retail stores will showcase Hudson Valley ciders, allowing everyone to become a little more familiar with the nascent American craft cider industry. Cider Week is a project of Glenwood, a nonprofit resource center and champion of farming in the Hudson Valley. Charles Puglia, wine director at Blue Hill Stone Barns, shares some of his thoughts on cider.
It tends to be incredibly food flexible, lots of really nice acidity, fairly moderate alcohol, and of course a little bit of effervescence really helps sort of wipe the palate clean between bites. In terms of quality, it's hard to imagine Hudson Valley poising itself as a truly world-class wine region, but right in our backyard we're really growing amazing apples, and cider can really be Hudson Valley's claim to fame.
Hard cider, and especially American hard ciders, are still a discovery for most Americans. We currently look to European cider craft for complexity, funk, and yeast. While American producers have leaned toward production of ciders made from table apples that are carbonated, sweet, and fruity, to encourage the American palate back toward cider. However, both the American palate and American cider craft are changing. For this group of beverage specialists, it's not only about the taste of the beverage, it's also about the story, the relationships. It's about developing a sense of place. Lee Campbell, wine director at the Parlor Group, shares thoughts on drinking cider in the context of the orchard and how she sees the difference between European and American cider makers.
Getting to taste the wares at the property on the estate changes it totally. It just creates a different context for it. To be clear, it seems like American ciders are much more interested in using what we consider to be table apples, and they're not as concerned about native yeast. They're very concerned about off flavors, volatility, yeast like Brettanomyces, and the European ciders, they welcome it.
For Michelle Basiglia, wine director at Blue Hill in Greenwich Village, there is an element to consider in ciders, which contributes to the flavor profile of the beverage.
I think one of the most interesting is not the flavor, but is the effervescent versus non-effervescent, because the still is so smooth and a little more silky in your mouth, whereas effervescent really, you know, bubbles and usually has more acid and dries your mouth out a little bit. So that's kind of fun to play with the differences between those two.
We toured several orchards and cideries, each with their own philosophy and approach to acquiring, fermenting, and bottling Hudson Valley apple juice. Angela Savas, a captain at Gramercy Tavern and cider devotee, weighs in.
You know, it's nice. It's easy to drink, gulpable, as we like to say. Things that have like that kind of high acid content and don't make you feel too full as you're drinking it. I like to kind of sneak it in with the first course. Oftentimes we'll have some kind of marinated fish, whether it's, you know, some kind of crudo or tartare or something like that. I think it's kind of a nice way to start, an easy way to get introduced to some alcohol into the menu.
Sarah Monroe and Matthew Penne, each responsible for the beer list at 11 Madison Park, are looking toward ciders more in their beverage offering.
It only makes sense to add cider, which, you know, is a product that has just as much history and so many great stories, just as wine and beer does.
Well, I mean, the restaurant sort of is centered conceptually around a New York dining experience, and that can be either things that are around the New York region or things that have to do with New York dining culture. So one of the quintessential dining restaurant experiences would be having a sandwich at a New York deli, involving pastrami on rye bread with deli mustard, etc. And trying to find a wine that kind of fits that build isn't necessarily the easiest thing, but you can take something like a cider, and it's an easy guess. It's, you know, it's pretty much a home run.
Expect to see more ciders available on beverage menus. You will likely be surprised by the dexterity apple juice has once fermented. Some ciders are sweet and crisp, while others have beguiling qualities, whether still or effervescent. In any case, they are finding a perfect niche for themselves on some of New York's most coveted menus. To learn more about Cider Week, held in New York City October 24th through November 2nd, go to ciderweeknyc.com. This is Laura Del Campo reporting for heritageradionetwork.org, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.